and it wasn't no place to raise a child. So I had to get out of that bondage. But after that, Asma Hall was in distress in the after that situation.
Yeah.
I was living in a trap house that I wasn't comfortable living in, doing drugs every day. People taking my bank card and taking advantage of my money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want no more of that misery.
You wanted out of that.
So yeah. I made up my mind October 6, 2022.
Hello, and welcome to Renew, Restore, Rejoice, the Safe House Ministries podcast, where we share stories of the power of God to change lives through Safe House Ministries. Safe House Ministries is based out of Columbus, Georgia, and we are a ministry that exists to love and serve people who have been affected by addiction, homelessness, and incarceration. I'm your host, Phil Schuler, the Director of Development for Safe House Ministries here in Columbus, Georgia. Safe House serves over 1,100 people each month as they transition back into our community. Safe House provides an abundance of services, including 213 beds for homeless individuals and families, case management for obtaining job skills and long-term employment, over 300 hot meals every day, free clothing, and so much more. One of the most incredible services that Safe House provides is our free 9 to 12 month intensive outpatient substance abuse program, which is state licensed, CARF accredited, and has no wait list. Almost 100% of individuals staying in our shelters who follow our three-phase program become fully employed within a few months. And 68% of individuals who stay at least one night with us end up finding work and moving into their own home. Thank you for being with us today and listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoy this week's episode. Good morning. This morning, I have Daphne here with me, and I am very glad to meet Daphne. I'm just very happy that she's here this morning on the podcast and willing to share her story. Daphne, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Daphne, to start out, I would love to ask you if there was maybe one word that might best describe you. What do you think that word would be?
Defiant.
Defiant? Oh, that is... You got to tell me what you mean by that. What's behind that? Why would you say you're defiant?
I think God has me here for a purpose. He's not finished with me yet. I got to continue on my journey of staying in His will, not mine, and strive for it every day and keep praying.
You're defying the odds. You're defying the devil. Sounds like you are serious about following the Lord.
Amen.
And the path He has for you. That's good. I like that.
Thank you.
Awesome. So, Daphne, all right, where did you grow up? Are you from Columbus here, or where were you born and raised?
I was born here in Columbus, but I was adopted after my mom died in 1972. So we moved to a little small town called Hawkinsville, Georgia. And I stayed there till I got 17 years old and moved back to Columbus.
Okay.
Yeah.
And was childhood good for you?
Not really the greatest.
So the home that you were adopted into was a rough circumstances.
After the adopted mom died, it got worse with her older children, with us, me and my brother and my sister.
Yeah, was it like growing up?
Abusive, dysfunctional upbringing. Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
So it was rough.
Yeah.
What did that cause you to try to do?
I started taking pain pills at the age of 12 years old. I
was 12 years old?
Yeah. Yeah.
What led you to do that?
To deal with the burden of the stress at home life and how I was treated.
How did you even get access to pain pills?
My friend's father had his own pharmacy, and he used it to give me the connection to getting the pills. Yeah.
Wow. You had a friend whose father was
had his own pharmacy business.
And he got you pain pills.
Yeah.
At 12 years old, you started getting addicted to the pain pills.
Yeah. I had to go in the hospital several times. Yeah.
And you did that all throughout your teenage years? Did you start adding other things to that?
I smoked my first blunt in 1980. That was a mistake also. Yeah.
How old were you at that time?
15.
So you just really, and all of that was to try to escape from what you were
trying to do. The pain and the burden of the household. And then I started drinking at 14. Yeah. Been downhill.
Did you run away from the house at times?
I went to the other families of their families. I tried to convince them that something ain't right in the household. Can y'all help me? Yeah.
But they didn't listen, or they just...
They would always tell me, sit here and calm down, and then go back to the house. And then sometimes they'll call them to come back, come there to pick me up, which I was afraid. My brother went over into the army in 1981, and that's when I really got crazy. Started going...
When he left?
Yeah, it,
so
was,
it was you and your brother, and then when he left...
My sister.
And your sister?
She went to Job Corps, and she stayed there about a year. And so we were all separated. It was just me. So I came back to Columbus in 82? Yeah, and finished. And I went to Carver High School for a while, and I dropped out. And that's when I really got into the street life situations. And then I got into drugs in 1990. Crack cocaine. I did crack for maybe 30 years.
How old were you at that point?
25.
So you had gotten, did you graduate high school?
No, I'm going now for my GED classes.
Okay.
At Columbus Tech now.
So how old were you when you just left that home and got out of that?
I think it was 17, 18. I left there. I left Hawkinsville in 82. And I went, got to another adopted family here in Columbus. And I went to Carver High School. And I was in the band, I was in all TC classes. And I don't know, something happened there, I quit school.
You were drinking and doing pain pills and
marijuana.
You started other drugs at that point?
Crack.
You started crack when you were in high school too?
No, 25 years old.
Okay. So then you just left high school. Then where were you, where'd you live? Just live wherever you could with friends?
Yeah, that situation. Yeah.
Just bouncing around.
Yeah.
Whoever would let you crash at their place.
Oh, and they started on cocaine at 25.
Then they got pregnant at 85.
And did you raise that baby?
No. She was adopted to the foster family. But I didn't have nowhere to live, nowhere to nurse or take care of her.
Oh.
It was a lot of pain, too. 21, yeah.
What was that time period like?
Oh, I didn't go back. I had a stillborn at 84. She was a baby girl. She died when I was giving birth. I think I pulled a muscle or something. Yeah.
Wow. Then at 21, you had that baby that you gave up for adoption?
Yeah. The state took over. Then I had another baby 2 years later, 87. His name is Irving Gaston. He's a well-known artist in Richmond, Virginia.
Really?
Yes. He was 37 years old yesterday.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Sounds like he's doing well.
Yeah. He's the only one out of them I raised.
So you raised Irvin.
Yeah. Yeah. And I got another son. He lives in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. He's 36. He's a well-known, he's a big-time investment banker in Canada. Yeah. He's my youngest.
Okay. Wow. Your early adult years, you were just out drinking and doing cocaine. How old were you when you had her?
22.
Okay. But you were able to keep him?
Yeah.
Okay. And still living just wherever you could live, whoever would let you stay with them?
No, me and Irvin, we got a first apartment we lived in. No, first home we lived in was in on Jar Road in Hilton Mobile Home. And then from there, we moved to East Highland to 23rd Street. And I didn't like it living on there because I was doing drugs all day every day. People knocking on my doors to get high every day. So I...
So you had drugs and people would come and you'd get... People would come and you would share your drugs and you...
Yeah.
Were you selling them or you just...
Was smoking, just smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it wasn't no place to raise a child. So I had to get out of that bondage. And I moved to 22nd Street from 23rd. Then my life got better. I got into a program.
Yeah?
Called Narcotics Anonymous. I went to the office. It was a 28-day program. It was at a medical center. They shut it down. It folded years ago. But it was a 28-day program. I stayed there. Stayed clean 3 years behind the program. and relapse on some on a beer.
Yeah.
My relapse was like in and out, recovery, in and out, back and forth. But this time I'm trying to maintain my clean and serenity time.
So you, over the years, you go back and forth, like you get clean, get back on alcohol and cocaine and just the cycle of in and out and back and forth.
And then this time around, I'm trying to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're trying to do the right things for the right reason.
Now, are you in the Tomorrow's Hope program?
No. I was, but I got out of it. Right now, I'm just at home now.
So you went through the Tomorrow's Hope program. You got that.
And I realized behind that.
Okay.
Yeah, to be honest with you. And
now you
I did stay in the Trinity House through Tomorrow's Hope program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was the women's shelter?
Yeah. With Pastor Neil Richardson helped me get in there.
Yeah.
And let's see. Stayed there a little while. Then I went up to Atlanta to a program and didn't stay in there long. Each time I go, I stay in there. I come back here and get back on the drugs.
So what's different about this time, like right now, where you're at and just being clean? And
praying harder.
Yeah.
Praying harder.
Yeah, and are you in a program right now, or you've been out of a program, or you just been clean for a while?
I've been clean for a while, 18 months Saturday.
18 months.
Thank you.
That is amazing. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And then, so you were at the Trinity House, the women's shelter for a while with Safe House.
Right.
So are you working, or how are you paying the bills and everything?
I get a check each month.
Okay.
It's just,
okay.
Yeah, and I pay my bills every month. Pay my rent, first of all. Yep. I've been living in my place now, January. 14 months I've been living in my apartment.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, did Safe House help you getting that apartment and getting established in that way?
It helped me. It helped me put my foot in the door to get it busy on housing,
Yeah, so maybe someone like Drew or somebody else helped you with the case management.
Drew, Miss Ginger, Miss Jamie Lee.
Oh, yeah. All the big names at Safe House.
Yeah. Yep.
But they helped you with getting to the apartment or to the place and getting your own place and getting established on your feet.
Yeah, and with words of wisdom too from them to me.
Yeah.
The words they told me, it stuck with me. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. You remember any of the things that they said that really stick with you?
Yeah, I mean, Miss Ginger told me quit being so needy.
Miss Ginger told you that?
Get up and put your foot up. Yeah. Yeah. I sure miss, because she's not there anymore.
Yeah, she's working in other ministries.
Yeah, and then Miss Bonnie played a part, a big major role in my recovery process, too.
Yeah?
Her and Jamie Lee.
What, you remember some things they told you? What did they do that really was a help to you?
To grow.
Yeah, to grow?
Yeah.
They said to grow.
Yeah.
Grow in your faith, grow in your walk, grow in your wisdom.
Keep a straight line. Yeah.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
That's very good advice.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. 18 months clean.
Yeah. Just coming Saturday.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I remember before I came to the Trinity House, I was sleeping on the park bench right across from where I live at now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Before you were at Trinity House, that's where you were sleeping, just on the park bench?
On the picnic table bench at the park across from where I live at now.
Wow.
Then Pastor Neil, I called Pastor Neil. He gave me the address to the Norris Lane location. And I stayed there for a while. Yeah. But after that, I had some horrors and distress after that situation.
Yeah.
I was living in a trap house that I wasn't comfortable living in. Doing drugs every day. People taking my bank card and taking advantage of my money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want no more of that misery.
You wanted out of that.
So I made up my mind October the 6th, 2022.
Yep.
I moved in with this old lady. She's 94 years old, and she charged me $5 a day to stay there.
What?
So I stayed there from October to my apartment came through in January. Yeah, wow. So I stayed with her like 3 months. I was sleeping outside of medical center on the bench before the end.
Wow.
made up my mind I got to get some housing, get some choice, some main choices and changes in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You came to the recognition that it is a choice that you have to make.
Yes, sir. Because it was getting cold in October. Nowhere to bathe, nowhere to take care of yourself situations. That's why I try to pray every night before I go to bed.
Are you going to church anywhere?
The Fort.
The Fort Church?
Yes, sir.
I hear lots of good things about the Fort Church. Yeah. That's where Jamie Lee goes and so many people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ginger,
yeah.
And Bonnie.
Yeah. That is awesome.
Yeah. It's a blessing to see their faces on Sunday morning.
That's a wonderful place.
Yeah.
Being in church around other Christians.
They have been down the same road you've been down.
Yeah, and it's a good support. You can encourage each other, hold each other accountable, give them the heart, the straight truth. Hey, you need to grow. You need to make better choices. Like all that, the straight talk you're saying that Ginger and Jamie Lee gave you.
Yeah.
Daphne, is there any particular story of something that happened over the years that you feel like is very relevant to your story that you want to share?
About Kalichi, the musician.
The musician Kalichi?
Yeah, we have a lot of similarities in our drug life history.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Any lessons that you've learned over the years that really have helped you that you would be willing to share that maybe could help others?
Don't put your trust in man. Put your trust in God. Strive for the best, not the less, and learn to grow better. Learn to know yourself before you go out and make some mistakes that you'll be regretting in the future.
That's good advice.
And keep moving straight.
Keep moving.
Yep.
Keep moving straight. Keep
moving. Skip the hole in the road. That's what NA saying. Get the hole in the road.
Stick with the right path. Don't let that devil get you off track and steer you in the wrong direction.
Don't live in the negative. Stay in the positive.
That's good. That's some good advice. Do you get to talk with your Irvin a lot?
I texted him yesterday. I wish him a happy birthday.
Oh.
Yeah, he's in Richmond, Virginia. He's a well-known artist.
That's awesome.
Yeah. A lot of his artwork is on Google or in Instagram.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's good. Daphne, it's been good meeting you.
You too.
And I appreciate you sharing your story, you sharing just a little bit about what has happened in your life and what the Lord has done. It sounds like it's been a lot of hard times. It sounds, though, that it sounds like you have a strong faith.
Thank you.
Were you raised in going to church sometimes?
Yeah, growing up.
Yeah?
Yeah, I used to go to St. Benedict with my mom growing up right out the street from the Trinity House.
Yeah.
On Thomas Street.
So you went to church a lot with your mama before she passed?
Yeah. Yeah, she was Catholic. Yep.
Okay. Wow. And now you're plugged in the Fort Church.
Yeah.
Growing in your faith. That's awesome. You reading the Bible every day, just walking with the Lord, praying?
Yeah, I do.
That's good. That's going to be a huge help.
Yeah.
I know it has been.
Yep.
Yeah.
A continuation.
that anchor that holding on to the Lord, like you were saying.
Yeah.
To help you stay on the right path. And that's good. That's good. Do you serve in ministry at the Ford, or you?
I mainly do the hospitality, clean up after service.
Yeah.
Clean up the pews upstairs, downstairs, and take out the trash.
That's good.
Yeah. I hadn't done it in a while, so I'll probably have to do it this Sunday. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
We got a small group tonight at church from 6:30 to 7:30 at the Fort.
Right. You go to small groups tonight as well?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. I like that. I like small groups.
Yeah.
I like studying the Bible, and especially like just getting with a small group of people and talking about it and thinking about it, trying to apply it to our lives.
And live it, yeah.
I'd be lost without the Bible.
I know.
I would so be lost without
the Bible. I'd be a lost soul. I'm just trying to struggle, but now I got a better way.
Yeah, the light.
Yeah.
The light is what you need when you're in the darkness to help you find the way out. And that's what the word is. It's what Jesus is. The light of the world. And those of us that have Jesus in our hearts, we have the calling and the mission to be the light for others to be able to see as well.
Amen.
Yeah. So you keep on that path.
All right.
You shine that light. You stick close to the Lord. I'm excited. I'm excited for you continuing to grow that time on the right path. I'm glad to hear that Urban's doing well. That's good. I'm glad.
Thank you.
Yeah. You mind if I close this in a word of prayer?
Yes, we can.
Father, I love you. I thank you for Daphne. Thank you for her being here to share her story. I pray that you would bless her. I pray that you would comfort her. I pray that you would be near to her. Help her mind and heart and life as she looks to serve you and walk with you. Thank you for the friends that she has at the Fort Church. And thank you for the way that it's clear that she loves you and that she has a heart to follow you, Lord. Help her to hold on tight to your hand. And I pray that you would protect her from any trap that the devil may try to send her way, any stumbling block. Move those out of the way, Lord. Clear the path and just help Daphne as she looks to you, as she continues to serve you. Use her to be a light and a help to others, that they can look at her life and say, you know what? Daphne's been through so much, but look at how she's doing. Look at how she's following the Lord. That Daphne's life would bring hope to others. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for Jesus. And in his name I pray, amen.
Amen.
We look forward to being with you again next week as we share another testimony about the power and the goodness of God to change lives through Safe House Ministries. If you are someone listening to this podcast that loves to hear these stories of the great things that God is doing in changing people's lives for the better, and if you would like to be a part of that work, please reach out to us. You can reach us at 2101 Hamilton Road, Columbus, Georgia, 31904. You can call us at 706-322-3773. Or you can email us at info@safehouse-ministries.com. Thank you so much for being with us this week for the Renew, Restore, and Rejoice podcast of Safe House Ministries. We pray that God will bless you this week, and we look forward to having you back with us again next week for a new episode.